Welcome to Legislative Report, and this week we have Lancaster County Representative Brian Cutler joining us. And Representative Cutler, first of all, you were sworn in for your sixth term of office as the state representative of the 100th District. And I'd like to talk today about something called the Real ID Act. Pennsylvania has been granted an extension until June 6th of this year from the Department of Homeland Security to meet federal standards for the Real ID Act. Can you explain what this act is and why is it that Pennsylvania isn't compliant with this act?
Well, the Real ID Act was brought about after 9/11 for increased security here in the United States. There were certain requirements that they wanted all forms of identification to meet. And previously, in 2012, under Act 38, the legislature passed, and the governor signed legislation that would prohibit the governor or PennDOT from implementing any of the components of the Real ID Act for several reasons. First, there were major privacy concerns because the photographs that they would be utilizing had digital mapping of everyone's facial features. And when that was discussed, there was some major concerns about the privacy and the security of that data. And since at that time we could defer, our state did in fact choose to do so. Now as we head into 2017 and 18, we're looking at the final deadline. And I know that the Department of Homeland Security and the Commonwealth have been in ongoing discussions about how to be compliant with this act. And the Trump administration did just grant Pennsylvania, as well as Kentucky, Maine, and South Carolina, all extensions in order to become compliant. However, there's going to be a lot of work that needs to be done between now and June, because all of the driver's licenses or the non-driving photo license IDs, many folks, myself included, use them when I go to the airport. They would also be limited, folks who want to gain access to military facilities, nuclear power plants, the NRC, for example. All of those places will require Real ID compliant identities in the future. So when we take a look at that, we're going to have to do it. Now, unfortunately, like many things in government, this kind of upgrade to the systems would have a substantial cost. I know we were discussing previously the current cost of our licenses. In order to be compliant, it probably would drive the cost of driver's licenses up over $100 per license, which at that point becomes cost prohibitive for many folks. And that's another concern that we have. The department, PennDOT that is, the Department of Transportation would have to probably do about $141 million of upgrades across their systems, and then there would be about $39 or $40 million per year in upgrades every year thereafter in terms of increased operating costs. So there's some very real issues with becoming compliant. With that said, I think that national security is certainly worth it, and we should put those efforts into it. I know that there are several bills in the House and as well as the Senate that would put us on a path towards compliance, and I know that those conversations will be ongoing. I think it's probably also a good opportunity to remind folks that one of the other things that happens upon driver's license renewals would be, in order to be compliant with the Real ID Act, we would have to physically go and provide proof of identity in order to obtain your valid driver's license, to change an address, to change a name. And that would be for everybody, whether it's your first time and you got your license 5 years ago or you got it 40 years ago. In addition, in terms of driver licenses, I know a lot of the CDL drivers have been under increased standards for some time. This is the beginning of the last year that any initial request or renewal for the CDL would require the applicant to have a raised seal birth certificate. Many folks think, and I was one of them, the birth certificate that I was given at birth, or that was given to my parents at birth, it doesn't have the raised seal of the Commonwealth on it, and it's technically a birth announcement. It's right. Not a birth certificate. So just a good reminder, since it takes a couple weeks sometimes to get those, make sure that folks check that before they would go and apply for their CDL license as well. These are all components of updating the identity cards in order to be compliant with the Federal Real ID Act. And I hope that we can work out the concerns regarding privacy and costs with the federal government so that we can be compliant.
Representative Cutler, thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.